Time now for the Mendocino Coast Health Report. Previous episodes are uploaded as podcasts on our website. There's a link right on our homepage at kozt.com. And since it's Tuesday, we'll be talking about the Mendocino Coast District Hospital. And we have Will Lee on the phone with us. Good morning, Will.
Good morning. What a beautiful day it is on the coast. Great weekend, Memorial Day weekend. Just want to report, as a result still of the city coping with the health emergency in our city, that the city council will meet tonight. And on the agenda are a few things in our response to the COVID-19 emergency. One of them is our city manager is foregoing some of her salary to share the sacrifice of all of our employees at City Hall. Our police department also is foregoing some of their special pay as a response to the budget problems that we have because of this local emergency. And the council is also discussing forbearance of a couple payments from a local business that has a loan with the city. And then finally, that the city council will discuss an urgency ordinance to help our businesses by allowing sidewalk vending, opening up parking lots for outdoor dining, anything that we can try to help our businesses to cope with. So Tabitha Miller will give a report tomorrow morning on our city council meeting tonight. So at that, I'll turn it over to our chief of medical staff, Dr. William Miller.
Well, thank you, Will. And as a follow-up to what you just said, I want to just make a few comments about the importance of testing. All of these decisions regarding how we can safely and thoughtfully roll back on our shelter-in-place requirements really depends on having adequate testing so that we can really confirm the prevalence in our community of this disease, which fortunately I believe here on the coast currently is low. But we also need to monitor that moving forward. And we remain challenged by the lack of available testing. It's not because we don't want to test or have that. It's just that the test kits are not available to us out here on the coast. The good news is that you may have heard that Mendocino County was chosen for a federally sponsored program called OptumServe, which is I believe it's a free testing for anybody who wants a COVID test. This is the nasal swab that gives you the test for the virus. And that's going to be done, that already started this weekend, and that's over in Ukiah at the Redwood Empire Fairgrounds. I understand it's Tuesdays through Saturdays from 12:30 to 7 p.m. And that is only by appointment, so you have to call 888-634-1123 to make an appointment to have testing. And you can also go to the MendocinoCounty.org website and get more information. We remain committed to trying to get testing here, though. I know it's quite an imposition to have to go over there to get the test, and we are working with county leadership and the health department to try to expand some sort of program over here. And we will keep you informed. The Miller Report this week will be dedicated primarily to this issue as well.
Will, anything else you want to throw in?
No, thank you again for this opportunity to share the news with our community. We really do appreciate this time.
Thank you, gentlemen, for appearing on the Mendocino Coast Health Report. Rogalski here from the coast.